the Oscars, the Grammys, the Emmys, or if you love food, the James Beard Awards, the IACP Awards, the Good Food Awards, the Vendies. And now, proudly presenting the Julia Child Award. That's right, there is now a Julia Child Award for the first time ever. Created by the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts, the Julia Child Award is given to an individual who has made a profound and significant difference in the way America cooks, eats, and drinks. The foundation will present the award in association with the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History at a gala event to be held in Washington, D.C. on October 22, 2015. The recipient will receive a uniquely designed award engraved with his or her name and year of honor, and the foundation will make a $50,000 grant to the food-related nonprofit of the recipient's choosing. We caught up with the team behind the award program to learn more about it.
I've been in the food publishing world for almost 30 years. I was at Food & Wine and Bon Appetit and Epicurious. I ran for 8 years. I ran Gourmet.com, Gourmet Live. I've been the editor-in-chief of many happy things. And I also am the creator of the Healthy Lunchtime Challenge and Kids State Dinner with Mrs. Obama. Really, I've always tried to kind of help further Julia's name. And so it's kind of an honor to be actually now officially part of the family.
That's Tanya Steele. In her role as award director for the Julia Child Award, Tanya oversees the planning and presentation of the award.
You know, anybody can nominate someone, and we're very interested in hearing from the public and from the industry. And anyone can go through the JuliaChildAward.com website, spelled exactly as you would think. And they can go ahead and nominate someone that they know or themselves. We've actually had already, since the award was announced, we've had dozens of people do that very same thing. So, and it's been a very interesting process to see who has kind of come out of the woodwork in terms of wanting to be, considered for the award. And we have gotten some really interesting names. Some people I've heard of and others I have not. So it's a great education for me as someone in the food world. And, you know, this is an annual award, so I'm going to be keeping a nice, long, healthy list of good contenders. So having people nominate through the JuliaChildAward.com website is a fantastic thing.
But why another food award? There are so many already.
I'm Todd Shulkin. I'm the executive director of the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts.
Todd told us more about why the foundation was inspired to create this award.
The foundation and the trustees and the staff, we put a lot of thinking into, does the food world warrant another award? And if we are going to do one, how do we make it distinct and special and appropriately representative of Julia's legacy? So we did do a lot of thinking and soul searching, and then we had, you know, as many times you do, an aha moment where just sort of all the different pieces came together. And I think that the way, there's really three key ways that the award is distinct from the existing Food World Awards, which we think very highly and think they have very valuable roles. And so we're looking at ourselves as being a complementary but different addition to that scene. And the three key aspects are, one, it's a singular award. It's going to go to one individual for a wide selection of criteria rather than for a very specific niche or across a whole field or industry. So that's one key aspect. A second key component is that the foundation, as a grant-making body, is going to be awarding a grant of $50,000 for the recipient to donate to a food-related nonprofit of their choice. And that is both, you know, an honorarium and honorary component of the award, but it has the purpose that leads into the third distinguishing characteristic, which is broadly public education. And that component relates to our relationship with the National Museum of American History. So that one of the big ideas that we had behind the award is to make it about more than just honoring someone's achievements, but also make it a way to shine a spotlight on issues surrounding food and cooking and eating and all of those components that society is already engaged about in a new and exciting way, but to kind of further that initiative. And we felt that that was really something appropriate in honoring Julia's legacy. We know from many of of us who worked and knew Julia, that the last thing Julia would have wanted was an award that was all about her. And if she was here, she would have embraced something that celebrated the next thing and the next kind of impact and movement.
So the Julia Child Foundation created this award to encourage people to cook for themselves, to better understand where food comes from, to value eating and drinking, and the importance that both can play in improving the quality of life. But what exactly is the Julia Child Foundation?
My name is Eric Spivey, chairman of the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts.
Eric explains what the foundation does as an organization.
The Julia Child Foundation is a nonprofit organization that was founded by Julia in 1995, but just became active upon her death in 2004. It's called the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts, and that's what we do. We actually collect royalties from her books and TV shows, and we gift out money to nonprofit organizations in the food and wine world.
Again, the foundation will present the award in association with the Smithsonian's National Museum of American History at a gala to be held in conjunction with the museum's inaugural Food History Weekend in Washington, D.C. on October 22, 2015. So learn more at juliachildaward.com and keep your ears and eyes peeled. For Heritage Radio Network, I'm Jack Inslee.